Hello and welcome to another edition of the How to Grow Your E-commerce Business podcast. I'm here with Anita Marr from Trademark Angel, and we're going to talk about everything about trademarks. So, first question, what is a trademark, Anita?
Oh, hello, Trevor. It's nice to talk to all of you. It's a very interesting question because many people don't really know what it is, or they get confused. I think the shortest definition you can give to a trademark is that it's the same as a brand. A brand is just in the business world. A trademark is in the legal world. So a trademark is a word, symbol, logo, tagline, or any combination used in association with products or services. A trademark can even be a shape, smell, texture, sound, or color.
So you can trademark a texture or a sound. Yeah,
yes, you can. Those are like more rare to trademark. Actually, I filed only one of those. They're like extremely unusual, but yes, it's possible. Trademarks represent your goodwill, reputation, characteristics, and quality of your products, and they help people to differentiate the products and services that they offer from the products and services of other sellers. So trademark prevents another person or company from offering a confusingly similar product. So a trademark really protects your brand. It protects your product. And it's a shortcut to get consumers to where they want to go, because you don't want to remember the company name.
Okay.
All you need remember is the brand name.
What's the difference between a trademark, copyright, and a patent?
Yeah, so those are all forms of intellectual property. IP. We just talked about what trademarks were. So let's talk a little bit about what patents are. So they protect an invention, like a new engine, or they protect an improvement to an existing invention. And nowadays, most patents protect improvements. They're not actual inventions, they're improvements of inventions that already exist. Copyrights protect original artistic works or literary works like songs, music, plays, books, photographs. So if you sell on Amazon, so copyright may apply to you because it will protect your photographs if you have unique photographs. Copyrights and patents expire. They don't last forever, but trademarks do not. They last forever as long as you renew them, and you have to renew them every 10 years.
Okay. So can you tell me a bit more about the benefits for an e-commerce seller of trademark registration?
Yeah, so there are many benefits. I think one of the benefits that is not very obvious is that once you file your trademark, it becomes visible in the official database. So anyone who checks the official database to see if they can file their own trademark, they see yours, and it prevents them from filing a similar trademark. So you really don't need to do anything extra. You file your trademark, and it prevents other people from filing similar trademarks, well, hopefully. Also, it gives you exclusive rights to use your trademark for 10 years. If you file in the US, for example, or in Canada or in the UK, so the trademark is valid like in the whole country, not just in some part of the country or like state or province or county. It's valid across the country. And you can enforce it everywhere. So it's not limited to a particular geographic area. A trademark is a valuable asset to your company. So the longer you own the trademark, the more valuable it becomes. And if you later sell the assets of your company, you can ask for more money because your trademark will be valuable. So think about Coca-Cola and how much this trademark is worth. Also, the registered trademark gives you presumption that it is distinctive, that it's valid, and it's owned by the registered owner. It's been checked by the trademarks office. So it's much easier to enforce it. You don't need to prove to the other side that you actually own it, that it's yours. It's been checked by the trademarks office. Having a registered trademark is also important if you plan to franchise your business or if you want to license it to somebody. And another benefit is that if you sell on Amazon or if you sell on Walmart, Shopify, you have to have a trademark to actually sell there and to be successful. That's why most of our clients actually sell on Amazon or Shopify, Walmart, eBay, and they ask for a trademark because that's what those platforms ask them to do.
Okay. So is it when you're trying to think of a brand for your company, should you be like, you know, consulting the trademark database to make sure that no one else is using it?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you plan to come up with a new name, you should check, you should do a few checks actually. I mean, I recommend to check on NameCheck, it's name and then CHK without the E, NameCheck, just to see if the social media handles are available, check the domain name to see if it's available, grab it immediately if it is, okay. And then check the online trademarks office database in the country where you plan to file. But if you plan to file, let's say in the UK, I mean, it won't hurt to check the US database as well, or the Canadian, or the mm-hmm. databases of those countries where you think you may expand a year later. Because if the trademark is not available in one of those countries, it may not be a good idea to file it in your country because you won't be able to expand.
Okay. So I've registered a trademark in the past and I did it myself because I'm cheap. Why, under what circumstances can people do it themselves?
Where did you file it? Did you file it in the UK or the US?
Yeah, I did file it in the UK.
Well, yeah, so that's you see why I asked you. Some countries in Europe are pretty easy to register a trademark, like the UK, European Union, Germany is also easy. And it's different also, the registration process is different in the UK, in the European Union, and actually everywhere in Europe. The trademarks office does not check for confusion. They don't check for similar trademarks. All they do, they check to make sure your trademark is not generic. It's not descriptive, it's not offensive in any way. And if it meets those criteria, they register your trademark. They don't care if there are any similar trademarks. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if there is an identical trademark, they will still register yours. I mean, what they may do, they may warn the other party that, well, hey, this new guy is trying to register a similar trademark. Do you want to do anything about that? If so, well, feel free to file an opposition. But they will not stop you from registering a similar trademark. In other countries, actually in most other countries, US, Canada, Mexico, China, Australia, Japan, Brazil, and most other countries, the trademarks office will do two checks. They will check for distinctiveness, genericness, descriptiveness, offensiveness, and they will also check for similar trademarks. And as you can guess, there are a lot of trademarks in the databases that are already filed. So there are a lot of similar trademarks. So if they find a similar trademark, if the trademarks office finds a similar trademark, they will issue a refusal. And okay. To respond to that refusal, you really need somebody who specializes in trademarks because you need to cite case law, you need to find all the differences, you need to write a legal argument. And in countries like the US, Canada, it's also more complicated. There are a lot more administrative refusals as well. And in some countries, like the US, you have to prove that you use your trademark as well. That's not necessary in Europe. And that's probably why you need a professional. But even in the UK, for example, what we found is if you need a trademark for Amazon sends you a verification code after filing, and they can only send you a verification code if they can find you online. In the UK, they don't show the email addresses, so they have to Google you. Amazon has to Google you. If they cannot find you, you will not get the verification code, so you will not get in the brand registry. Okay. So when we file for our clients, it's pretty easy to find us, so we get the code from Amazon, send it to our client. But without the lawyer, without the trademark agent, it may be impossible to get in the brand registry because Amazon will be unable to find you.
Okay. Because I know I've had some clients in the past who've had trouble registering. Mm-hmm. So presumably that's the kind of thing you help people with.
Yeah, exactly. Because if they cannot find you, they will not spend a lot of time trying to find you. If they cannot find you, like in a minute or two, they will give up. And they will say that they didn't know like where to send the code, and they will not send it to you directly. They have to find you independently.
Okay. So, should a company register a trademark name or a logo or both?
Yeah. So ideally, you should file for your trademark name and you should file for your logo. But if you have the budget, let me just move this to the other screen. So if you have the budget for one trademark, you should file for your word mark. So It means just the text, because it gives you more flexibility. You can use it with any logo, with any picture. You can use any font, any case. If we talk about like online sellers, like e-commerce sellers, it's best if your trademark has text. Without the text, it will not be accepted. Because if your trademark cannot be read, you cannot use it to identify your brand. So wordmark number one, if you have budget, then file for the logo separately. Sometimes we can file for a combined trademark. So it's text plus logo together. And we file for a combined trademark when the wordmark alone is difficult to get, when there are similar trademarks and your wordmark is unregisterable. Or when you really want to protect your logo, but you don't have the budget for the second trademark. In this case, we can file for a combined trademark. So both of them together.
So how long does it, what is the process of registering for a trademark, and how long does it take?
Oh, the process actually varies from country to country. If we talk about Europe, I mean, I like starting with Germany because that's the quickest country. It takes, 2 weeks to 2 months to register a trademark. In the UK and in the European Union, it takes up to 4 months. So it's pretty quick still. Then in Australia, China, Mexico, it takes about a year. In the US, it takes 18 months. And in Canada, it takes 42 months.
So 42 months? Gosh. 42
months. Yes.
Gosh. And you're from Canada?
Yes. It's not something we're proud of. No, it's not something we're proud of. It's a long process, unfortunately. And the reason for this is after COVID, a lot of people went into e-commerce. A lot of trademarks were filed in the Canadian Trademarks Office and also the US Trademarks Office. They were not ready for so many trademarks. So there is a huge backlog even now, and it's not cleared, unfortunately. Well, they're working on this. But yeah, that's what it is. And also the reason it takes more time, because they check for confusion. So obviously it takes more time. In Europe, it's so quick because it's pretty much you want to register your trademark. Here you are. So it's much quicker and more efficient. But yes, in the US and in Canada and in Mexico and in many other countries, it's more than a year, unfortunately. It goes through various steps when you file a trademark registration. It's not just, it's not like registering a domain name where you pick a name, you check it, okay, it's available, click, and it's done and it's yours. So it's actually a multi-step process. And you go through various checks, and then if your trademark is checked by the trademarks office, it's approved, then it's published for opposition purposes, where third parties may file an opposition, then it's allowed for registration. If it's the US, you have to prove that you sell your products under your trademark, so you have to file statement of use, and then it finally registers. So as you can see, it can be
difficult.
Yeah, it's definitely a complicated process in many countries.
Okay. I mean, so are trademarks right for everyone? Is there any circumstance under which you wouldn't want a trademark?
Yeah. So there are some circumstances when you shouldn't file your trademark, like for example when it's not registrable. So let's say you picked a name, I don't know, let's say you want to sell vitamins and you call them, I don't know, Keto Fabulous Vitamins. This trademark is not registrable because it's descriptive.
Right.
So it's not a good idea to file it. Plus, if you haven't checked your trademark, if you haven't checked the database, the online database, the trademarks office database, you shouldn't file because there may be similar trademarks.
Okay.
Also, it's too early to file if you don't know what you're going to sell, what you're going to protect. Because when you file a trademark, you don't just file for the name. You have to identify the specific products that your trademark will cover or the services. You can't just file an umbrella trademark.
Okay.
And that's what many people say. I just want an umbrella trademark. Oh, don't worry about the products. No, it doesn't work like that. So you have to have a business plan.
Category. Because I had a client that was called Unbeatable Blinds, and they said that they couldn't register a trademark under that
name.
Well,
it's because it's laudatory. It's descriptive. It's pretty much you're praising the blinds, the quality. Such names are not registrable because they're descriptive and they're like borderline generic.
Yeah. So would you recommend that people don't choose brand names like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, how are you going to differentiate your company from other companies?
Okay, so what about... What about the trademark symbol, little TM? When can you use that and should people use that?
Yes, TM simply means, TM and superscript simply means that you use your brand as a trademark, as a source indicator. It doesn't mean anything other than that, but you can put the R in a circle when your trademark is actually registered in the country where you use your trademark. You don't have to use those symbols. I mean, it's a good idea to use them to indicate that, well, hey, that's my trademark. But I've seen some overuse, like when people use it every time. So you can use it once when you mention the trademark name first, and then you don't have to use the same, you know, symbols anymore. You can just put your trademark in bold or capitalize it or like italicize it, and that will be enough.
Okay. So tell me about, so you do a lot of work with Amazon. Right. What are the pitfalls? Give us some advice on registering for brand, registry. So, because I've had situations in the past whereby registrations, they've got a trademark, but it's been rejected because, you know, they want, as you say, they want a website and they want a, they wanted to see pictures of the packaging. How can people maximize their chance of getting accepted?
Yes, actually, there are quite a few pitfalls. And unfortunately, unlike the trademarks office, the Amazon doesn't really have any guide or manual where we can all look and say, okay, that's what they want. So it's all trial and error. I think the first thing is that people don't realize that the trademark name that they file for has to be the same as the brand that they want to use on Amazon. So the brand name on Amazon has to match the trademark name completely, even the case. So it has to match. Also, when you file a trademark and you apply for the brand registry, do not Photoshop any photographs. Amazon is now checking that, and they want to see real photographs of real products, physical products that you're ready to sell. So the best time to apply for the brand registry, when you're ready to sell. So let's say you're ready to sell tomorrow. So today you open your listing, you apply for the brand registry all at the same time, and you have to have your like photographs of your physical products ready. They shouldn't be photoshopped because sometimes Amazon even asks for like video verifications nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah. And what are the pitfalls?
So, what about packaging? What does the packaging have to look like?
Well, it's just...
You said a website and packaging, and do you need a website for your business?
No, you don't need a website to sell on Amazon because, I mean, actually Amazon, I don't think they encourage that.
Yeah.
If they see that on your packaging or like in your trademark name, you actually advertise your website, you will not be accepted in the brand registry. So if your trademark has .com in it or .ca, you will not be accepted in the brand registry because they will see it as like advertising. So it's not a good idea to show the website. You don't need to have it, but you need to have your product. So let's say you sell toys. So you sell them in some kind of packaging. So on that packaging, you can put the trademark name, unless you can put the trademark name on the actual product. I mean, most people don't put the name on the product itself, but they put it on the package and on the box, on the bottle, on the, like, I don't know, bag. Or like,
so would you say, because I mean, I thought you said earlier that they'll, if you put a if you do brand registry, then they'll look for your website online and try and contact you?
No, but that's for that's to send you the verification code, not the website, the email. They have to find your email.
But you need to presumably have a website which has an email on it for that.
Well, that's where there is a little bit of contradiction. Yes. So if they cannot find your web, I mean, you don't have to have a website, but if they cannot find you online, they cannot send you the code. And because you don't have to have a website, most people don't have a website. So Amazon cannot find them. So Amazon cannot find them the code because they cannot find them.
Okay.
And a website is not really necessary.
All these kind of unwritten rules of Amazon that you just...
You can't really put the website anywhere where it's visible. And you can't really tell them where to send the code. So... If they can Google you easily. I mean, sometimes, you know, you Google the company name and you find the website regardless. So that's what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It should be like easily like found in a minute or two, not more.
So Amazon is pretty difficult to you to like in all areas, Amazon's pretty hard to deal with.
Yes. And also like one of the problems that, you know, some of our clients have is like if they apply for the brand registry, they can get a refusal Because and they don't know why, because Amazon doesn't give you a reason. They give you sometimes they give you a list of reasons and you have to guess yourself. We've
yes,
seen that.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, okay, those are the five reasons. Okay, you have to tell us like which one. Like, how do I know? And one of the reasons is that such name already exists in the brand registry, because the brand registry is just one registry for all of the countries. So if somebody applied, let's say, with a UK trademark and got accepted, and now you're on Amazon.com and you filed a Canadian trademark and now you're trying to get in the same brand registry with the same name, you will not be able to do that because that name is already taken, but they will not tell you that.
Okay.
But they may give you a reason that your account has been suspected in some abusive behavior, and it will be complete rubbish.
Because they just give you they answer the question they know the answer to, and not the one you ask.
Yes, they know why they don't give you access, but they don't tell you. And we figure this through trial and error.
Yeah, I've had so many troubles with Amazon on that.
Yes, yes, and sometimes that's the reason, because such name already exists, and but they will not disclose that, unfortunately.
Okay, so what about eBay? Do you have any? Because sometimes you get brand infringements on eBay. How would you deal with those? The Vero program.
Yeah, so we don't actually do with the trademark litigation. We help with the trademark registration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if eBay has like their own brand registry. I know Walmart has like brand portal and Shopify also has the registry. I don't know if eBay has. I think they do have something similar now.
I haven't seen it.
I think I've seen some email from them. I think everyone is beginning to copy Amazon and creating their own like registry of filed trademarks. So mm-hmm. it's pretty much a copy of the official database, but just those trademarks that are used in that particular platform.
Okay. So what should someone do if someone infringes their trademark?
Well, first of all, we should identify like what trademark infringement is, because you can only infringe on somebody's trademark, I mean, if the trademark is registered. So if your trademark is registered, let's say, I don't know, in any country, let's say in the UK, and let's say you used it for a long time and there is a newcomer who came up with a similar name and they started using this similar trademark, so then it may be considered trademark infringement. If you have a registered trademark, you send them a cease and desist letter, and it usually works. That's what the trademark registration is for. If you have your trademark registered in the brand registry on Amazon, it's very easy to report violation through their like online tool. You don't really need to send any letter. You just report violation and the infringing party is removed if it's a hijacker, for example.
Okay.
If it's outside of Amazon, you have to send a cease and desist letter. But if that doesn't work, well, be prepared to go to court.
Mm-hmm. Great. Because
they're
easy ways.
Yes. Unfortunately, what we always tell our clients, if you see that somebody is infringing on your trademark, always think, okay, am I ready to sue them? Because if you send a cease and desist letter and don't follow up with it, so let's say you sent a cease and desist letter and they just told you, you know what, we don't care, or they just ignored you, what do you do next? Do you just give up? Or do you go to court? So unless you're ready to actually go to court, think twice before sending a cease and desist letter.
It's a serious thing. You need to, okay, it's good.
Well, yes, because if you send a cease and desist letter and the other party didn't do anything, and then let's say 5 years later, it became so big that now you're really losing a lot of sales, and then you decided to sue them 5 years later, the court may say that you waited for too long, that the public became used to seeing both trademarks side by side, so there is no confusion anymore. So if you see that somebody is really upsetting you, unless you're ready to sue them, well, think twice before you send a cease and desist letter. So it's not a good idea to send them left and right, and then don't do anything if they don't follow.
Okay, you need to follow up.
Yeah, or you need to actually be, diligent and consistent. You know, hire a lawyer who will send a cease and desist letter, and then call them and harass them with phone calls, emails. Not just send an like a letter and just wait. So you
hope
have
that
to.
They do. Okay, so you need to show them that you mean business.
Yes, you have to follow up, because yes, it may work, but it like usually a cease and desist letter requires more than one follow up, and each subsequent follow up is usually nastier than the previous one.
So look, tell me, it's been great hearing about trademarks from you. It's been but when you're not thinking about trademarks, what are you interested? What are you like doing? What's inspired you recently?
What inspired me recently is actually our trip to Spain. In February, we're going to Spain for a month. And a long time ago, I was studying Spanish. So I decided to brush up on my Spanish, and I'm taking daily lessons now. And actually, it's going pretty well. So I hope I'll be able to speak in Spanish. I mean, it's difficult to learn another language when you're an adult and when there is no real need for that.
Yeah.
But yes.
I did the Camino. I was in Spain last year for a month. I walked the Camino.
Camino del Rey? Oh, I want to go there.
The Camino Francais.
Okay.
I walked from 500 miles from Santiago, from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port to Santiago.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the Spanish Camino. So they have like a suspended bridges.
No. That's the Camino is the way. It's a pilgrimage. Yes. It goes straight across the north of Spain.
Okay.
And I did that last year.
Wow. Well, I'm going with kids, so I don't know that will be.
Yeah. Well.
What they would like to do.
Tell me about your painting behind you as well.
Oh, we bought that in our trip to Turkey. I'm thinking of maybe painting it different colors because it annoys me that it's in black and white. It's just cats.
That's quite cool. I quite like it.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking where to put it. I don't have a good spot for it. So
you like cats? Is that your thing?
I have cat. Yeah, I have two cats. I like cats.
Okay, excellent. So like, if people want to find you online, where do they need to look?
Well, they just go to trademarkangel.com and we do a free trademark search. We offer a free consultation, so we tell you if your trademark is registrable or not before you start the process with us.
Excellent. Great. Anita, lovely to speak to you. Good luck for the future.
Yes, nice talking to you.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.